LBC Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills, and this is my friend Chris Stark.
Hey.
We normally do a weekday show 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1, but this is Best in Show. Thing is, because we're on every day between 1 and 4, it also means we have a daily podcast, which you should also download, by the way, called The Scott Mills Daily. But you know what it's like? It's a bit like your favourite TV or box sets. Sometimes you can get really far behind and you miss episodes and you miss bits of your favourites. So me and Chris have decided we want to bring you the very best of our afternoon show, and we've handpicked these bits ourselves.
And these are some really good bits from the show. These are some of my favourites.
We've gathered over a glass of wine or two, worn toweling robes, and together we've come up with what we think is the very best showcase of our work. And it's stuff that you may have never heard before because you either can't listen or at the moment you don't get our normal podcast.
Yeah.
So, this is Best in Show for the next hour, introducing you to one of my favourite things that we do at the moment on the show first. It's Ghostbusters.
Hiya.
Hiya. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Have you experienced a ghost?
I have.
Okay, so where do you live?
I live in Northern Ireland, in Tyrone.
Okay, tell me the story.
I got a new job in the clothes shop, and there's a coffee shop beside it.
Hmm.
So every now and then, we'd go into coffee, see this cute guy working behind the counter, and then kind of started chatting to him, and it was getting friendly, friendly banter.
Thing is, with going into a coffee shop, you might think that you're flirting with the coffee person. I think it often feels that way just because of the kind of conversation you're having.
What, an Americano, like, please?
No,
so flirty.
It's when they look at you and they say, would you like cream with that? Do you know what I mean? It's all a bit, it all feels a bit winky.
Okay. I've got to be honest, when someone's asked me, would you like cream with that, I have never thought anything else apart from they want to put cream on top of my coffee.
Really?
No, nothing like that, but he did end up adding me on Facebook.
Okay.
Well, that is quite flirty.
That is.
Yeah, that is quite flirty. And then after that, he asked me for my Snapchat.
Okay.
And then added me on Instagram, so it was like all the socials.
Wow, all the socials. Okay.
How did he find you on Facebook then? I suppose he had your name, didn't he, on the coffee cup?
Yeah, well, he said from near me. He was only, lives 10 minutes down the road from me, was found out, and went to school with ones I know, so we were just chatting about that, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so where are we at?
So he added me on, all socials, and then we were talking for, talking outside of work for a couple of months, and, he asked me, did I want to, meet up with him sometime? But whenever he said that, I was going over to London to see my best friend.
Okay.
So it was put off and then never got another day arranged. And then one night I was out at the start of February there, I was messaging him, and I turned around and I just said, right, do you actually like me or do you not? Because I don't know at this point. And he said that he did and that he wanted to see me and all this. So I was like, right, okay, what about Monday then? I was like, right, okay, we'll do Monday.
So you finally agree on a day, and that is the Monday?
Yes. So I was in work on Monday, so I was like, right, we'll do it after work then. So on my key break, I messaged him saying, right, okay, so where am I heading whenever I get out of work? And I seen that he'd seen it on Facebook. He'd seen it and then straight up blocked me.
Blocked you?
Oh.
Yeah, he blocked me without replying. And then I went on Snapchat to see, is this problem with Facebook maybe? And he had blocked me on Snapchat as well.
Could have been a problem on Snapchat and Facebook.
No, but then you checked Instagram and...
Yeah, I checked Instagram and he had blocked me on that too.
Oh, three-way block!
Yeah, I wonder what that...
I know.
Statistically, what he's doing there is trying to erase you.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's weird that he agreed to the Monday and then just completely blocked.
Yeah, because we'd been talking as well, the day before, and it was completely fine. There was nothing... Well, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it.
See, that's the thing about ghosting. You don't know. Well, what did I do? And you rack your brains to try and think of what you did.
Yeah.
Have you thought about going to the coffee shop?
He doesn't work there anymore.
Oh,
he's blocked from there as well.
Yeah, he's blocked from there as well.
Imagine he got blocked from the coffee shop as well. You turned up at the door, they're like, not you.
No.
Sorry, you can't enter.
Or the alarm will go off. Woo, 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 yeah. Woo, woo.
He's managed to block you from everything. It's very ghosty, Scott.
Right, it's 100%. Okay, you've got his number.
Yes.
So if you would like to, we can call up and maybe get a few answers, because this is not stitching together, is it?
No, it really isn't. That'd be great if you did.
And what is it exactly you want to know? Is it just, you know, why didn't you just say you didn't want to go out?
Yeah, it's kind of just why, like a general big why.
I'm writing down a big question mark on the piece of paper in front of me. That's basically the brief, Scott. Yeah. There.
Okay, here is the moment of truth. We're about to call the person that's ghosted you.
Oh, goodness.
I know. Do you want to take this or me?
I did the last one, so I think you should. What do you want to do? Do you want me to start and you finish him off? What? Or do you want me... We can twos up on this one.
You start, I'll finish him off.
Oh, okay.
All right.
The starting is the worst bit, but we'll go with it.
Oh, so awkward.
It's fine. We might get an answer. Sometimes they don't want any part of it, but okay, let's just call him because this stresses me out. This is the worst bit. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is that Trevor?
Yeah, that's it.
Hi, my name's Chris Stark. I'm calling from BBC Radio 1.
Okay.
It's a bit of a random call, this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Chris, would you like to explain?
Yeah, basically, we connect people that may have gone on a date or maybe were dating for a little bit and then it hasn't worked out for whatever reason.
Or they've just been chatting.
We were contacted by a girl called Kim. Have you heard of Kim? And she was on saying, oh, do you know what? I met this bloke once. I kind of fancied him a bit. He was working in a
coffee shop.
And for whatever reason, the date didn't really end up happening.
Yeah.
And she noticed she got blocked on Instagram and Snapchat and various things. And so we were just going to give you a little call out the blue today to find out what happened.
Yeah, I do remember that.
The date never happened, did it?
No, it didn't happen.
Okay, but why didn't it happen? Was there some time issues or something?
No. Everything was grand, and we were going to meet up. I was chatting to my friend, mate, and he actually happened to be. He was out one night, and then he ended up getting with her.
What?
I only found out about it whenever I told him I was going to go meeting her up and stuff, because she knew my mates and stuff.
This is a curveball.
Yeah.
In what we heard, because we just heard guy in coffee shop, fancy guy in coffee shop. We're going to meet up for a date. Never really heard from him again. And but no, there's another side to this. And this was your friend, was it?
Yeah, a bit of a twist, like. That's what kind of happened. She hit me on Facebook, and then I have pictures up of me and mates and stuff, and then she knew my mates, and then end up she got with one of them, and then I was like, nah, I'm not into that now.
Okay, we need to get both sides of the story here. So, Kim, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh,
Kim, you're currently through to the ghost. This was a curveball that you didn't tell us about.
I did not know this.
Okay, at the time, I didn't know it was his friend. I will admit that.
Oh no!
I was just on a night out.
Oh no!
Right.
Okay, but did you know that he knew?
No.
Oh.
Kim, he's on the line right now. Is there anything that you'd like to say?
Instead of just a straight up block, he could have said to me, maybe you could have worked it out or something.
All right, okay, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
There's no hard feelings.
No, okay. It's a small town swap situation, is what we've got here.
Kim, you got off with his mate.
I didn't know it was his mate at the time.
Well, it doesn't change the fact.
Yeah, I know, but like, I couldn't help it. Like, it was also because he was so like on and off that I didn't even know if I had a chance with him.
Okay. All right. Well, when we went into this call, I was not expecting any of that. All right. Well, case closed, I think, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. That's a clean-cut case there, everyone.
It's a definite reason.
Trevor, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't expect it.
And thank you very much, Kim. I hope we've been a service to you today. At least you have an answer.
At least I got an answer, even if it was not overly what I expected.
No, I don't think any of us were.
You made me out to be the bad person.
Well, you just didn't know.
Good to speak to you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
It's Scott Mills and Chris Stark with Best in Show from BBC Radio 1. This is a new podcast with a mix of our old and new stuff from our 1 till 4 show that you may have missed. All the best bits. We've recently got a new member of the team on Fridays on the show. It's Maya Jammer. And for Maya's very first appearance, I wanted to bring back a game that we've not done for 2 or 3 years. It makes your voice go really weird. It's the Maya Speech Jammer.
One!
Right, we haven't done this for so long, and it's a welcome return of the Speech Jammer with Maya Jammer.
Maya Jammer.
Had this genius idea on a beach, actually, last week, where I was like, Speech Jammer with Maya Jammer. Why didn't I think of that before?
It wasn't discussed in any kind of meeting or anything like that. No, inspired. And we should thank the beach that it gave you that inspiration.
Some of my best ideas are on the beach.
Yeah,
sure.
You always know? On a beach, aren't you?
It's like -5 in West Wales, but still, it came to me. So we haven't done this for ages. So what's going to happen? I don't think you're ready for what's about to happen, by the way, right? In your headphones and only in your ears, Maya, you're going to get like a tiny, tiny delay.
Okay.
And we have never worked out the science around this, but for 99.9% of people, it really messes their brain up.
Okay.
And as a result, your voice does alter.
Oh.
For some people, your voice goes like high or really low or a bit slurry or words get extended.
Like that, yeah.
All right?
Okay. I think I've heard you do this before.
Yeah. So, Chris, if you press the button there.
Yep.
This is what Maya's going to hear in her ears. What did you have for breakfast?
I had a chocolate croissant.
It's weird, right?
That's that sound.
Oh, hello. I like orange juice and I really like to drink.
That's going to mess you up.
It's really hard to talk in full sentences. Maya, tell us everything you like about Nick Grimshaw.
I really like me and him actually have the same birthday, 14th of August, so we're both Leos.
See, it's really difficult to do.
It's like kind of wading through treacle with your voice.
Trying to catch up with my own tone.
Right, okay. So who are we going to call?
Who would be good to call that I know? My mum, probably. She's always up for stuff, and she answers to me most of the time. Anyone else, it might be a few rings, so...
Yeah, mums always answer, don't they?
Yeah.
I think these are the best speech jammers as well, when it's close friends or family, because they're the ones that are always a little bit concerned about you.
Yeah.
We've done this before, where famouses ring famouses and stuff like that, but really, they're not necessarily the best of friends.
Fair.
So I don't think that works as well.
Yeah, this would be good. All right, so I think the deal is... Because it's your second show, obviously mums worry, don't they? So maybe, like, you've been celebrating because it went all... Maybe you've been celebrating because it went all right last week and when the show went good.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good comments about it. So just say that your boss... well, it's supposed to be coffee, but the boss ended up popping the champagne out.
Okay, amazing.
All right? And just go from there.
And I got carried away.
Exactly. It happens.
It does happen.
On a Friday morning.
At 9 a.m.
Sure. Okay, so here is the bit where we connect Maya to her actual mum. And remember, we've switched the speech jammer on, so her voice is going to go all sorts of weird.
Hello?
Hello, Mum.
Yeah, hi, you alright?
Hi, yeah, sorry. I'm outside a radio at the moment.
Outside?
Yeah, no. I'm having an actual mare.
What's wrong?
Well, basically, I went out with the bus. The one of the bosses to have a coffee because of how well the show went last week and had champagne instead. And I'm
This morning?
Yeah, and I'm mashed.
You are not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
What the hell?
But I'm nervous now.
No, you're not. You're not.
Well, look. I don't
know what you mean. Look, I can't see you. You don't sound that bad. What the hell? What kind of boss is that?
Well, I'm extra nervous because they don't drink either, so I feel like they're going to charge me.
Wait, hold on a minute. You went with the boss, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
What is his fault? That's the geekers, he's the one who bloody pays you in here if he's your boss. Honestly, that's bang out of wood. I can't believe he's done that. Where are you now?
I'm outside.
Go and have a coffee.
What, have a coffee?
Yes, yeah, have a coffee, drink some water. You've only had a couple of champagne, surely. It could have been that much. When did you start?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm on now. Like, literally now.
You're on the radio now? Well, I don't know what to tell you, love. You don't sound too bad. I think you sound all right. You could probably put it off, to be fair.
Gosh.
You don't sound bad, love. You could put it off. Have a coffee.
What, you think, like, I don't sound that bad right now? I'm a bit stuttery. I can't.
No. Take a few deep breaths. Have a coffee. You'll be fine. Have a fag and go back in. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. And don't tell him nothing. Just get crack on with it. How long are you on for? A couple of hours?
Yeah, 3 hours. What, you think I can hide it?
Yes. 100%. You can hide it. You don't sound bad to me. You sound fine. You sound all right. Go on. You'll be all right.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, try and listen and text me if I sound bad.
Maya, I can't believe you. That's not like you. You haven't done that, really, have you?
Well, look at me. I'm having an absolute mare.
No, Maya, you haven't. You're such a sensible person, usually. What the hell's happened?
I don't know, but YOLO. Do you know what I mean?
You're going to have to go with that one. YOLO, innit?
Yeah. Can I sing you a song?
What?
Can I sing you a song?
No, Maya, look, now you're getting carried away. What song?
Oh, where did you go?
No. That's
where
not
can
you
I find
no,
you?
No, that is not what you need to do on the radio.
Look at you go.
Go
round the road.
Stop singing.
I think I'm going to sing that on the radio.
Oh, my God. Right, you are now. I'm going to go and tune in. Yes, now, love. I reckon you could put it off, though, babe. I reckon you could put it off.
Okay, all right.
As long as you stop singing like that.
Okay, all right. Thanks for your advice.
I'll speak to you in a bit. Drink coffee.
Okay,
water.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Bye, love you.
Amazing. Speech jammer off.
She was so good.
She was good, but she went through like a few different emotions there.
Yeah.
First she was concerned, then she thought it was a laugh.
There was a bit of a telling off at one point.
Yeah, a little bit.
As soon as she started singing, she's like, "Oh, I'm going to go turn. I'm going to tune in, love."
Yeah. She did. She went through it all.
Bless her, man. It's because it's really not like me, you know. It must have threw her off a bit.
Yeah.
Oh. BBC Radio 1.
Best in Show is a collection of our best bits from our 1 till 4 show, not just from recently, from like a few months back, years back we can go as well. And we get to hand pick what we want to play you again, don't we?
You sometimes forget, and I don't know if you think the same, Scott, like how much we do on this show.
Yeah, we get through it. So a few months back, we had Charlie Puth in on the show. Now, I've interviewed Charlie a lot of times. I wanted to make it a bit different. You know, he's got perfect pitch, that boy. He's so talented and like he can play pretty much any instrument. So instead of just doing another chat with Charlie Puth, he had to sing all the answers. And good afternoon, Charlie Puth.
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's gloomy out.
Now, we had DJ Marshmello on the show this week, a man with the marshmallow on his head. People enjoyed the interview because it was, it was different. It wasn't a straightforward chat because he doesn't speak. So we had him type his answers out and then a computer would read them out for us. Today, Charlie's here. And because we've interviewed him a couple of times before, but he is so incredibly musical, he's going to sing and play keyboards to answer every question I ask.
Yes, that's right.
I knew this would be a great idea.
I heard that you had a terrible night's sleep.
I did have a terrible night's sleep. It's because of the jet lag.
So when you can't sleep, what do you generally do to try and get yourself to sleep? Do you know what I mean? Like some people count sheep, that kind of thing, or you just put something late on the TV?
I take some melatonin and watch that funny show. I can't remember the name of it, but it's really inappropriate, and somehow they're allowed to curse on TV.
Celebrity Juice. Yeah.
Celebrity Juice.
You like said that? Before that you want to go on Celebrity Juice.
I do, yeah.
Is there any other British TV that you've seen that you like?
You love British TV.
I do love British TV. I saw something funny last night where the Prime Minister got hit with an egg and then he punched some guy in the face. It was really funny.
Oh, that was Prescott. That was ages
Prescott.
Ago.
Prescott.
Yeah. Must have been one of those.
I was eating some Nando's while watching that and it was really funny at the...
Travelodge.
My home away from home in London, Travelodge is for me.
This is going better than I ever thought it would. Why do you think commercials are so brilliant in the UK? I saw that pop on your Twitter last night.
Commercials are brilliant in the UK because they act like everything's okay and they're sarcastic, which is not present in American media. We're so serious. Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that.
Chris, you got anything else?
This is like, do you feel when you come to the UK, what is the things that you particularly look forward to? Because what I'd like you to do as well is experience some of the, say, northern delicacies that we have here, chicken parmo, that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean, Scott?
What's that?
How would you describe it?
Just looking it up.
Please describe it. Sounds delicious, yeah.
It's like fried chicken in bechamel sauce.
What's bechamel sauce? What's that?
It's like the sauce that you'd have on a lasagna.
Oh, lasagna, like in America.
Yeah.
I understand what you're talking about now.
Are there any UK artists that when you come over here, you sort of meet up with or want to link up with, or do you just not really bother? Do you know what I mean? Keep yourself to yourself or talk us about
it.
Rich,
well, let me explain.
I'd like to have a drink with Rita Ora, somewhat of a gimlet or a hot toddy, because Rita Ora is a good friend of mine. I apparently just missed her outside.
Are you friends with Liam Payne?
That's his new song.
You're on it.
I am on it.
Bedroom floor.
Did you know that I'm singing on it as well as doing the sound effects?
Oh, so it's not him at all?
No, it is him. He's doing a very nice job, but I do the... So you have...
See, I didn't know that. That's mad, because every time you come in, we find out that you're on a different song.
Yeah, you're
that we
featured
love,
on another track.
Yeah.
But I'm not featured on it, I just wrote it.
It was like a fire trouble. I didn't realise for ages that was you.
Yeah.
You know?
So did you write Liam's song?
I did. I wrote Liam's song. He's a good friend of mine. He climbed my roof just the other night in LA. He's a bit of a weirdo, but so am I. And that makes it okay. Why, you may ask? Because Liam was in One Direction and he has advice to give about me receiving fame, and I'm not used to paparazzi at all. But he says, hey, Charlie, don't worry so much about all what this is, because it's going to go away all one day.
This is the best thing ever, isn't it?
This is my favourite interview. Charlie, do you want to speak at any point, or are you just happy through doing it?
I'm happy to speak now.
Okay, hi.
Yeah, hello. Oh,
yeah. That was great.
Oh, goodness. I want it to sound good at the same time. There we go. The echo's gone.
I felt like I was in Sesame Street at one point. It was just like, well, you're funny you should say that.
But in all seriousness, I've always wanted to like write a Broadway play.
You should write a musical. Yeah, that's what it was sounding like at times.
Can you imagine if I actually took the time to like sit down and think of what I was saying rather than just blurt it out?
What advice was Liam giving you then?
He was I seemed to be linked to like so many women and at one point and
not terrible.
I know, horrible. But I mean, that part's not horrible. It's just like the whole being followed thing and like constantly being harassed and questions and stuff. That was a lot for me.
It's not really your thing, is it?
It's not. And, you know, what better person to ask the advice of than someone who received and still receives it quite a bit?
Somebody who used to have to go and sleep on a boat because it was the only place where he could actually get any peace and quiet.
Is that true?
Yeah. Wow, he never told me that. I'm not at that point yet.
No. But
I know what I wanted to ask you, Charlie. You're writing so many songs, right? Do you think you've written the best song that you have yet?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I think I'm close to it. I think Attention is... I'm very close to it, but I don't know. I'm going to be like 92, and I'm still going to think that I still have...
Do you feel like you're searching?
I'm always searching for the
best
song.
When I first heard Attention, I thought this is Puth's best work.
Thank you.
I think it is.
I would say so myself, too. I'm insanely proud with that one, And the new one, too, How Long. It's like a part two of Attention in the Way. Yeah. I've kind of, as we Americans say, found my wave a little bit. Maybe you guys say it here, too.
Hey, you're on Friday night, you're going on Greg James's new show on BBC One.
I think it's the first episode.
Yeah. It's the first one. It's you, it's Jason Derulo, And it's Jesse Ware.
That's right.
Have you met Derulo before?
Yeah, I know. I know Jason really well. I think I just missed him outside, actually.
Yeah, you've missed everyone outside today. Brice Aurora, Jason Derulo.
Damn, make me feel bad.
Do you think they're avoiding you? Or are you avoiding
probably.
Them? What's going on here?
They're probably, here comes singing Puth again. Probably
always a song.
Always a song. Can't go a day without a song. Here he comes. But no, Jason was actually one of the first artists to recognize me as a songwriter. 2014, I just walked in a room and just played him. I actually played him a very early version of See You Again. Mm. And
that was great to hear.
He was
a second of that.
It's actually the wrong sound. And Jason's really always been really supportive of me. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. You know, when you made that song, was it just like, I suppose at this scenario, right? Just sat by a piano, what, in your room or something?
It was
like...
very similar to where we're at right now, just less lights. It was a studio and I sat down and I literally just...
How do you come up with that?
I don't know. I was thinking, in order for me to write music, I need to think of situations. So... Well, first, the assignment was to write for Paul Walker, and I thought to myself, okay, like, funeral song that doesn't make everyone more upset but kind of leaves them with, like, a bit of closure, like, everything's going to be okay. What would that sound like? And I, for some reason, thought of Scotland and, like, what a Scottish bagpiper would play.
So is that how it started?
It was like what, or do you remember what it was before it became that song? Do you remember?
It was just the piano. Was just the piano, like what I had in my head, because every bagpipe is a B flat for whatever. And the song is in actually B flat major, which is interesting, it's very in depth, but it's interesting to me. And it was just the scenario that I pictured in my head, and you know, this just came out. I don't know where it came from, but it's a pretty melody.
Yeah.
Really. It's incredible hearing what, you know, it's such a massive
process.
Song.
Like,
yeah, the process of it all. And now it's, what, is it the most viewed song ever? Or
I think
like it's that,
I think Despacito
it?
Has beat it out.
Oh,
but
sorry
that's,
to hear that, man.
No, that's a great song, too. But I
did
mean,
did you write that?
I did not. I wish I did. Attention started out the same way. So all my songs start out with, like, the little, like, Attention was supposed to be, do I have a string setting here? It was supposed to be, like, an orchestral thing. Ding, 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 ding. It was supposed to be like this big luscious string thing, and then it turned into a guitar thing, and then a funky thing.
Yeah,
so cool. Amazing.
I could
to
do
see
this all day.
Yeah,
Charlie Puth, can't leave that keyboard alone. Thank you very much for joining us today on Radio 1.
Thank you for having me.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Something else that we do on the show that people seem to love at the moment, it's one of the most popular things, is James the Private Investigator. He's on Thursdays at 1:40, but you may have missed some of his stories. He is a real-life spy and goes deep undercover every day. That's his actual job. So this is a story of when James went undercover in a restaurant that most of us have been to. Warning, this story, once you've heard it, may make you never want to eat out ever again. One! So last week, James was telling us the story of when he went deep undercover. I mean, the deepest, because he ended up living with somebody who he was spying on. He became their flatmate.
Yes, it was a very undercover job.
And you became friends with them and everything.
Yeah, literally. We watched movies together and like all sorts. All the takeaways.
I don't know how you sleep at night.
Yeah, because you kind of shafted him then, didn't you? Because you, when he was cheating.
Listen, right, he was the one having the affair here.
He was cheating, and then you reported back to the person that he was going out with that he was cheating.
That's
but you were being paid to do so.
That's
it's
my
your job.
What was your job, yeah?
Literally.
More and more of my friends text me every week going, oh, God, I'm obsessed with the Private Investigator. Today, we've got a restaurant special for you. We all like to go out to eat from time to time, don't we?
Mm.
This might change the way you see food when you go out forever.
I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure, because I enjoy a meal out. I don't want it ruined by you.
James, what was the job this time?
Okay, so I, as usual, had to go undercover. But this was as I was posing as a new member of staff at a high street restaurant chain.
Now, off air, we tried to get it out of James, but because he's very good at his job, he's not telling.
Can you say what the food was?
No.
That would give it away, right?
It probably would, yeah.
Mm.
Right.
But But it's a restaurant that we all know.
Yeah, you've probably been there. I think most people have probably been there at one point. So I had to go undercover at this restaurant, and I was employed by the owner to go in as a new member of staff. So they wanted me to go in the kitchen and keep an eye on hygiene procedures and how the kitchen staff and cooks were working, essentially.
All right, so who's hired you?
The owner of the company.
Right. What, like the big boss of this massive chain?
The UK managers, I imagine.
Wow. Right. Okay, so in the company, where are you going to be placed?
So they put me quite glamorously in the kitchen as pot wash.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Literally getting my hands dirty. And it's a lot of work involved, so fair play to people out there who are pot washers.
The only time I've ever experienced kitchen work is on TV, and it just looks stressful. Even the pot washing is stressful, right?
I couldn't keep up with the demand. It was so fast.
Everyone's shouting at each other.
Yeah.
I feel for you if you work in a kitchen, because it's a flipping hard job, and there'll be people listening to this now that are in that stressful situation going, Chef!
Mm. Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say something else. Well, did you get shouted at a lot?
Yeah, so I wasn't fast enough at keeping up the demand of washing up. So I did get told off a few times by some supervisor.
Oh, it's stressful.
I'm not a big fan of that kind of thing, but I also am. Like, I love those Gordon Ramsay clips.
Yeah, watching it.
Yeah.
You're an idiot sandwich.
You're an idiot sandwich. What are you?
Fine watching it. Don't want to be in it.
It's literally organised chaos. Oh. And it was so hot in there as well. So, yeah.
Also, madness that you must have been paid more than anyone else in that kitchen.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have known
they
that.
They didn't know. Investigator.
Okay, so you're washing the pots, but what is your actual aim?
So my actual aim on this job is to report back any breaches of hygiene or food protocol, anything like that, that they've already highlighted to me, the managers. So I'm just literally keeping an eye on the staff as best as I can whilst trying to wash dishes.
So how long were you going to be working in the kitchen for?
Well, originally I started off on a four-day sort of trial shift with a view to, depending on what I found, maybe go longer, but I didn't need to go any more than 4 days, which was fortunate because I was knackered.
I'd had enough.
The hardest I've worked.
Did you get a name badge? Because I know you've got a collection in a drawer.
No, I didn't. They did offer me, though. They did say, do you want one of these temporary ones for the meantime, which just basically said nothing on it, but no, it's fine.
Brace yourself. Here's the moment on Radio 1 where James gave us all the gory details. All right, James, so four of the most tiring days of your life.
Well, they were quite exhausting. As I say, it's new to me having to wash dishes at that rate. It was quite a challenge. Aside from that challenge, I was there to watch the staff and try and make a note of what was going on, any breaches. And over the course of the 4 days I was there, I witnessed a few breaches, which, let's just say, I won't return to that restaurant chain.
So, since you found out what you're about to tell us, you have never eaten in that restaurant again, and you never will?
Probably not, no.
Okay. Brace yourself, everyone.
So, the staff, every now and again, someone would send back a plate of food, for whatever reason, something wasn't cooked right, whatever. And
oh, you see, this is why I never do it.
The kitchen staff take it so personally.
Yeah.
They didn't always replace the food. They just changed it a little bit and then sent it back out again.
Now, here's a question to you both. Chris, have you ever sent food back?
No. No, I wouldn't.
James, have you?
I have. There's a trick to it, apparently. Apparently, you need to heavily salt the food before you send it back, because then, when you get it back, if it's the same meal, you'll taste how salty it is.
What a great tip.
There you go.
So just put more salt on
just
it.
Just cover it in salt.
But then, when it comes back and it's still salty,
you can be like, well, this is the same
thing.
This
is clearly the same one.
No, yeah,
that's a really good idea.
Confrontation I just do not need. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so a customer sent something back.
Mm-hmm.
So they get offended. They're offended back there.
They get a little bit personal about it, and they've taken the steak, for example, if it was a steak, and they've just cooked it for a little bit longer rather than do a fresh one. But when I spoke on my cigarette break, not that I smoke, but I had to have a cigarette break, I was speaking to the staff and they were bragging about times when people have sent things back and they have spat in it. My biggest fear when I send things back...
Yeah, you hear these rumours, don't
in
you?
In general, yeah.
Right, but we've just had it confirmed. Because you always hear that, it's like, oh yeah, they spit in the food. It happens.
They literally do. And I saw one of them on a couple of occasions drop food and literally put it straight back on the plate.
Oh!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you not look a bit bait in the sense that you were asking them questions like, what's the worst thing you've ever done to the food?
Well, I have to do it subtly. So it was after I'd seen them already send something back and get quite angry about it. And then they would quite happily, after a few days, were bragging to me about the times, what they've done and who can do the worst thing and whatnot. And yeah, it made me really reevaluate how I view restaurants.
Mm.
Is there a worst thing that you can say on the radio that someone has done?
I mean, I didn't see this personally, but I've been told some pretty horrific stories of what people have done to customers who have complained and they don't like them.
Okay.
Is it fluids?
No, it's where they've put particular bits of food or rubbed them and then put them back on the plate.
Oh, it's rubs.
Yeah. Oh, rub. A little cheeky bit of seasoning.
Okay.
Scott's just in disbelief.
I don't know what to do.
So, have they done that? Put that down trousers, or have they just?
I've heard them say they've wiped it places.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Oh, I feel quite queasy.
But that's not good for the customer nor the chef, is it? You know,
they never.
Why would you
out.
Do that to yourself?
Well,
if you were a chef,
I think it's just so you can say you've got one up on somebody.
Yeah. I think it's like a small victory, you know. It's just like, well, they've been horrible. They're a horrible customer, so I'm just going to wipe it.
Yeah,
right. Well, it's an interesting conversation, isn't it? Those types of small victories that you have against people. Is there anything that you've done on that kind of front, Scott?
No, but I do know a TV presenter who... Oh.
So we're not going to talk about the curtains.
No. I do know a TV presenter who... he had like a little makeup thing with like a powder.
Yeah.
And the production staff hated him, so they used the powder for other stuff.
Mm. Like brushed it on the toilet first or something like that?
Maybe worse.
Worse?
It had been places, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that terrifies me. There'll be chefs everywhere offended by what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this doesn't happen in every restaurant.
No, we're just saying in this one restaurant, aren't we?
Maybe there's someone out there who is a former employee of a restaurant who can confirm... If anything else like this goes on anonymously.
Yeah we can keep you anonymous. We can use the voice changer. But fascinated by that. James, once again, it's been an education.
Pleasure.
That was Scott and Chris's Best in Show from Radio 1, where we handpick all of the stuff that we think is extra good from our Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There'll be another one for you next week.
This is a podcast from the BBC.